You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
School of Humans.
Hello. Welcome to Cadaver Gals, the podcast where we talk about all of the ways that people have died throughout history in order to cope with our own mortality. I'm your favorite host, Taylor, along with Mika.
What? Those are my nails. No, what? That's like my fighting stance.
And Gabby.
Wait, hey, okay. So who's the second favorite? Like, what's the order?
Oh, I don't know. I just know that I've got to be the first, probably.
Literally, that's true. Why? What is your one reason?
I'm kidding. I'm definitely everyone's least favorite, and I'm fine with that.
No, don't say that either.
If we were the Powderpuff Girls, though, I feel like you would be... Wait, what's everyone's name? I forgot. Because I feel like
Bubbles,
you would be the
Buttercup,
leader.
And Blossom. I think Taylor would be Blossom.
I think I'm Blossom.
Blossom, the red one.
Yeah, Blossom's the red one.
Yeah, and who's like the leader. And then you're Bubbles.
Yeah, definitely.
And then I'm Buttercup.
Oh, unequivocally.
I feel like we actually embody those pretty well. So
okay.
Halloween costume ideas.
Welcome to the Powderpuff Girls.
Yeah, so even if you're not the favorite, Taylor, you are the leader.
Okay, great. Yeah, great. That was great. This is a great way to start it. So today we're going to hear about how a woman made her man overdo some water aerobics and the last performance of Molière. Trigger warnings for this episode include but are not limited to drowning, electric shock, heart conditions, domestic abuse, elderly abuse, crack cocaine,
blood
and the theater.
The theater, because of the theater kids. Ah, they're scary.
All that's fantastic. All right, cue alligator music.
Cadaver Gals.
Okay, welcome back. Love that music. All right, Mika, do you want to take us away with your dark tale?
Yes, absolutely. And first, I just want to clarify, we have had comments asking, why do y'all call it alligator music? And the reason is because the first time that we listened to it, I had a vision. And the vision was of like a alligator in a swamp. He's retired. He's drinking a beer. And that's the kind of music he listens to. And it kind of just stuck with everyone, I think, question mark.
Well, yeah. Also, Cadaver Gals is your premier news source for gator-related content.
Yes, that is true. That's what it is. So, sadly, we're not talking about gators today, but you know. So that's why we do it.
That's
so,
what you think.
Oh, that's actually true. I'm not fully prepared.
I'm gonna throw it in somewhere. I'm gonna think. Okay.
Everything can go back to gators. We can tie everything back to the gators.
I can make it happen.
I know you can. Mm-hmm. That's why, because you're Blossom. Yep. Okay. So we are going to June 2nd, 2008. Interesting times. To a very interesting couple in Middlefield, Ohio. Amish country. You know what it is. So
Amish?
Amish.
Okay. Okay. Amish country. I'm so sorry to the Amish who listen to us. So local. That is not laughable.
It's illegal for Amish people to listen to us. Yeah. By illegal, I mean their own belief system, but also maybe their taste in media.
You never know. I hope that there's one Amish listener, you know, out there.
There's not. There just isn't.
Holding it down. You don't know.
Yeah, okay. They're not allowed to have electricity.
Okay. What if they're doing it secretly?
Or they just overhear us as a car that's driving by and they like get so seduced by the sound of the podcast that they're like, we got to follow that in our buggy.
Oh, I just pictured like the Flintstones buggy. Okay.
No.
So local police receive a call, and y'all know it's always bad when local police receive a call. about an unresponsive man in an apartment. This is so sad. I gotta tone it down. In an apartment complex pool. And they arrive at the scene to find Chris Mason, a 41-year-old transgender woman, James Mason, her 73-year-old husband, and Chris's mom, who is also in her 70s and in a wheelchair. Do we have all the main players here? Do we understand what's going on?
Wait.
No. Three people.
Wait, who's the one in the pool?
The one in the pool is Chris's husband, James.
Okay.
James, Chris, yes. And Chris's mom.
Yeah. I couldn't find her name. Or maybe I did, but I didn't write it down. Okay. Anyway, James had collapsed right outside of the pool and had a heart attack. And the authorities rushed him to the hospital. But by then, it was too late and they had to put him on life support. Bad. He had coronary artery disease, which obviously made strenuous activity pretty dangerous. So far, all of this tracks very normal, you know, you're in your 70s kind of stuff. Okay. He spent that night on life support. And then his wife, Chris, decided to cut off his life support the next day. Okay. So
I thought you were about to say like cut off his legs or something, but
no
life support. Okay.
No. Anyway, so everything is relatively normal up to this point, but then authorities, they weren't sure what happened at first, and Chris blamed it on overexercise, as it seemed like happened. However, there was a camera in the pool that caught everything on tape, and when they reviewed it, the results were really, really disturbing. So basically, that's why it's on this show. Basically, the footage shows Chris and James in the pool of the apartment complex, and Chris's mom is nearby in her wheelchair sitting. Okay. And Chris, who is two times the size of James and obviously much younger, it seems like in the video, she is forcing him to exercise. And I saw one still of the video where it looks like he was trying to sit by the edge of the pool. And she dragged him in by his ankles.
Oh, geez.
This man is 73. Yeah. She also tossed him and dunked him into the water multiple times, like head underwater, like holding him under, basically. And
wow.
Yes. And he is seen clinging to the side of the pool, but she drags him into the middle to swim. The authorities also saw that he tried to get out of the pool 43 times, but Chris 43. Blocked his way every single time.
Damn.
That is correct.
Chris is like not a good personal trainer, you know?
No.
No. There is so much about this story that is disturbing. A big one for me is that Chris's mom, the woman in the wheelchair, was really close with James because James actually knew Chris when she was a baby. Like pre-transition, pre-anything, he like was very close to Chris's mom because he kind of appeared at Chris's mom's house one day and basically became a boarder at her house, which for me is so weird. Like, does this just happen? Like, people just come to your house and ask to board, and then they do, and then they become lifelong friends?
I don't know. Maybe. I've never heard of that.
I mean, I would definitely make them pay rent. I mean, if someone would pay half my rent, that'd be fine. But they would have to live in the bathtub.
Okay. Which is outside, so not even technically a house.
Well, wait, now did I you have get... moved, so I don't have the bathtub anymore.
It was your
anymore.
Sister's tub.
Oh, it's my sister's no. bathtub.
Did she so keep now, the tub?
She did. And this will now be the second time she has moved the tub from one house to another house, and it has never been used. It just sits there. It's for mosquitoes. It's a mosquito tub.
Ew.
That can actually seriously attract mosquitoes. Like,
yeah, it does. Let me tell you, the science is true. I've done the experiment. Well, my sister has, and I've just been like,
wowie.
This tub.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that sounds like a personal problem, but... So,
wait, I have a question. Does yes. the Amish thing have anything to do with this story, or did you just say it's Amish country?
Oh, I
or
just
they just live.
They just live where a lot of Amish people are.
Okay, cool, great. Yeah.
But thanks for clarifying. So it is super scary to me that she was very close with James. They were all living together under one house, and then she. Like, he was a very close friend to the entire family. He was like an uncle to Chris and her sisters. And so Chris's mom is just sitting there watching all of this happen, watching her friend James be mistreated by her own daughter, and she does nothing. That's like very weird to me. I just think that is quite disturbing. Anyway, another thing that's super sketchy to me is that Chris actually worked as a healthcare aide for the elderly, but she didn't notice the negative effects of the exercise she was forcing James into. Like, she should have known better. Is basically what I'm saying, which is kind of weird.
Shouldn't most people know to not dunk people underwater?
Not like actually, like literally pick people up and throw them into a pool. Mind you, the pool was only 4 feet deep.
That's wow. So, that's not, yeah.
This don't make sense.
I mean, if they're all living together with Chris and her sisters and her mom, this is kind of sounding like a Beguiled situation. Like that movie where yeah. it's like, anyway...
I mean, that's how they grew up. And then it seems like when Chris transitioned, 3 years after she transitioned, she and James got married and then moved into an apartment, that apartment complex, also taking Chris's mom with her. And actually, prior to the death, Chris's mom told Chris, like, I can't live with you anymore. You are – I can't do it. So,
what was her reason? Did she have a reason or was she just like-
– She said – it's quoted – I love Chris, but I couldn't live with her anymore.
Okay.
We've all been there.
We've all been there.
Exactly.
That's what I say to my sister in her tub, you know?
Yeah.
I love her. Can't live with that tub anymore.
Can't live with it. Yeah, it seems like, you know, James was a very mild-mannered, kind, and he was a little bit of a people pleaser. He was a veteran. He was just very close with the family. Chris's sister says that she didn't find out about the marriage until after it happened, and she feels like Chris might have just convinced James to do it. Like, the couple was kind of described as Chris having a very domineering personality and then James being timid and relatively, like, meek and just someone who, you know, the sisters quoted saying, you would tell James, hey, let's go to the movies, and he'd be like, okay, to really, like, anything. Her mom also says that she didn't see any harsh treatment that day at the pool, but that she had witnessed abuse on Chris's end in the past. Like, one time, Chris picked up and threw a chair that James was sitting in.
What?
Yeah.
Like, swiped it out from underneath him.
Yeah.
And then chucked it out.
Threw it. Yeah. Okay. Or one time, Chris's mom walked into their living room and saw that James was standing in a corner with his eyes to the wall because Chris told him to. So it was stuff like that. Also, there had been many elderly safety checks because a lot of neighbors heard routine screaming and throwing furniture around in the apartment.
Oh,
so
great.
Yeah. And what's annoying to me is that Chris's mom is like, I don't mean to talk badly about Chris, like, in the interviews. Or like, no, Chris, like, loved James very much. But then be spilling, like, everything. Like, literally, Chris's mom in an interview goes, I don't want to make things messy or talk bad about Chris, but she was a crack cocaine user before. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, lady, like, what is going on? Where is your head at? This is crazy.
She's just trying to, you know, spit some truths.
While also being like, I'm the mom and this is a really bad situation. So it was a little bit tricky because the authorities couldn't necessarily find evidence of foul play. Chris was receiving money from James because he was a veteran. And it seems like there was a retirement account that she got a hold of after his death. So that could be a thing. Her mom also, apart from admitting about Chris's drug addiction, also said that Chris had been arrested for smaller things, such as like a bar fight in the past where she like is not allowed anymore to go to that bar, and just other like aggressive behaviors, basically. So she had had encounters with the police before, but ultimately they couldn't prove that Chris had malicious intent because there was an audio on the footage and it was hard to determine what was going on, essentially. So, and also I think Chris's lawyer used some psychological, like, Chris isn't okay, like, psychologically kind of situation to hopefully lessen the sentence. So that's what happened. So they gave Chris 4 years for reckless homicide after she pleaded guilty. And Chris's mom was okay with it, according to the interviews. James' sister was really upset about it. And she says that after James was cremated, Chris called her and asked her to pick this up and do something with it, like the ashes, basically. She didn't want to have anything to do with the ashes. And also, when the funeral happened, Chris didn't attend the funeral. So James' sister is like, she's faking it. And that's what happened.
Wow. Okay.
What a happy story.
Yeah.
And that's what happened.
All right. Thank you, Nika. We will be right back.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian Cocktail Maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career
Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep experts. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
Okay, welcome back. So pools, exhaustion, terrible deaths. Everyone knows that pool safety is a thing, so, and there are all kinds of dangers.
I see how it's related, because there was a pool in the previous story.
Yeah.
And now we're talking about pool safety. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah, what do you know?
Is it true that you can't eat before swimming?
That was literally the first thing I was going to say.
No way.
Yes. So
what?
There is the, well, because it's like very, very obvious, or that's like a very common thing. Everyone's heard that rumor that you can't swim after eating, but that is just a myth. Just, I think that it was just that our parents wanted a break from watching us in the pool. But the theory was that getting in the water diverts the blood flow during the digestion and the necessary blood flow to your stomach. So, but it's just all lies. Eat them snacks, swim, live your life.
I'm so surprised, because that's like a big part of my childhood.
Yeah,
I feel lied to.
I literally think that it was just, I mean, I guess it's something that people heard, but nobody really knew why. But I actually think it was just an excuse for parents to like take a break, because it's stressful watching a bunch of kids, like watching kids in a pool. Very stressful, because, you know.
Yeah, my brother one time almost drowned me.
Exactly.
Brothers do that.
Yeah.
We've all been there.
Oh, one of the bigger dangers and true dangers is swimming during a thunderstorm, or I guess lightning storm. And so we all know that electricity and water does not mix, but I've never really known why. So here's some science I read.
It's because electricity is a Scorpio, and then water, well, I guess actually the water would be a Scorpio, because that's a water sign.
Electricity would be like a Libra or something, because it's an air sign.
Yeah. Or like a Sagittarius or something. I feel like they wouldn't get on very well. I get it. You know, like maybe there's like intense attraction, but that's there's true. Like, no, we don't actually like it. It's like very toxic.
Libras and Scorpios actually get along really well. So I agree with keeping it a Sag. Sag and Scorpio.
You Sagittarius. Very, oh, wait, Taylor.
Very electrifying. I'm very electrifying. So, fun fact, it isn't the water that's the problem. It's the impurities, like minerals and dust that are in your water and dissolve. So, like pure water or distilled water doesn't actually conduct electricity. It's actually an electrical insulator. But don't, like, get it twisted. I'm not telling you to go, like, do some weird science shit. Like,
yeah, please don't do that.
Please don't do
that. Are you saying my water is dusty, Taylor?
I sure enough am. There's all kinds of stuff, like, you know, in water.
Sharks.
Well, there's a lot of things that
and
are dissolved.
Alligators.
That is where I was going to go with this. But there's a lot of things that are dissolved in the water that have ions, which are electrically charged when electric voltage is introduced. And that is what is conducting the electricity. So the ocean has salt and all kinds of other crap, making it extra conducty. And, you know, you got your alligators and crocodiles. So even with distilled...
Filled with ions.
Yep. They're filled with ions, and the ions are what is conducting the electricity.
Do we have ions? Are we dusty?
We're so dusty.
I mean, two of us are definitely dusty. One of us is not. I don't know.
Okay, well, I took a shower this morning, so
okay,
I don't know who. Okay.
But even with distilled water, there are elements that can get in there, like from the container or, like, you know, I keep saying dust, but like dust from the air that get in there. So, like, I'm not saying, like, if you fill your pool with distilled water, that's not gonna, it's still not okay, because there's still stuff in the air that's gonna get in there. So, obviously.
But it's true that if you, you know, want to go for a swim, but there's like a lightning storm, you shouldn't, because maybe the lightning will be attracted to the water and the ions in the water, correct?
Correct. But not maybe, like, definitely.
Oh.
Well, like definitely. 110%, 1,000,000%, yes.
Like, Nika, make better choices.
Do not get also, in the water.
Also, if there's a gator in your pool, definitely don't swim in that pool.
Heard. Because of the ions.
Because of the ions.
Right, because the alligator has his eye on you.
Oh, no.
I'm going to go now. I think I'm going to excuse myself.
Y'all, I just did a joke. Okay.
You did. I'm going to mark it. Maybe we'll use it as the preview.
Yeah, there you go.
So full circle, we did it. But obviously, so that being said, you're swimming in a pool. Storm comes rolling in. You're chilling in a vat of electric conductivity, and lightning is electricity, ergo danger. Because you don't want electricity in your body, because you could, like, it just messes with everything. It can stop your heart, and you know what happens when that happens.
Are you telling us that we shouldn't get struck by lightning?
I'm also telling you that, yes.
What the hell, thank Taylor?
You. Yeah.
Correct. I'm sorry.
Unless you're a Sagittarius, because then you're very electric.
What am I going to do during a thunderstorm now?
Well, stay indoors.
If there's a thunderstorm but you want to dance in the rain, is that bad?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Okay. It's all bad. Also, if you're like outside, like mowing the lawn or like using power tools or something out in the rain, you shouldn't do that as well.
I did not know that.
Well, luckily I do not do any chores, so.
Yeah, Gabby really doesn't. How are you going to live alone, Gabby? Mm.
Yeah, what
well,
are you
I don't
do?
Have a yard anymore, so 10 out of 10.
That's good.
Also, I'm not going to have any things.
Great. Perfect.
So I don't have to do anything.
Well, I'm going to ask you to do one thing, and that is for you to tell your story.
Wow.
Okay. Wow. I was born in October in 1990. No. Oh, not.
Great.
Wait, but when in October, Gabby, so I can remember your birthday?
You
How
know
do you
it.
Not know
Just
it?
Think about it. Just think, you know it. You know it.
Nika.
Oh my God. Is it Halloween?
Yes.
I knew it.
See, you knew it. Yeah, listener, my birthday's on Halloween, so Venmo me $69. Because that worked for you, Nika. Someone Venmo'd you $5 to join our hippo cult.
That is so funny to me.
And I hope you share it evenly distributed amongst the three of us.
Absolutely. Yeah. Drinks on me, you guys. We'll all have like 0.1 milliliters of a shot. Yeah, literally.
Oh, we could get one. Well, yeah. 3/4 of a shot. Probably,
yeah, we could get maybe one shot.
And we can share
thank
it.
You.
How cute.
But thank you. How cute.
A cheap
cute.
Shot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cheap shot. Oh, wow, Taylor, you're out of control today. Okay.
Okay, Gabby, take it away before I destroy the podcast even more.
So we're talking about Molière, and if you don't know who he is, get the fuck out of here, okay? Go back home. You're at home, hopefully, or you're in your car. You're doing something. Anyway, Molière, he was a big dude, big deal, you know. He was one of the most celebrated playwrights and actors in French history, or like the world history of writers. Some people even call French the language of Molière. But Molière wasn't his real name. It was kind of more of his moniker, like, you know, Cher and Jewel, even though I guess that is their first names. But his real name was Jean-Baptiste Poquelin. And then growing up, also, he got bullied a lot because he had a big nose. And so, like, his family called him Le Nez, which means the nose.
Oh,
isn't that
wait,
rude?
That's so mean.
That's so
I
mean.
I know. So mean. His parents are canceled. Okay. The thing is, then after, you know, he was doing things in business and shit, but then he was like, I want to actually do the theater. So he quit what he was doing and he started his own theater company. But then he went bankrupt. Oops-a-daisies. And he was then sent to a debtor's prison for just like a day. But there is where people think he might have actually contracted tuberculosis. And that's important because it relates to how he dies, because he dies of tuberculosis. Anyway.
Spoiler. That usually like did happen, if you think about it, you know, in history. Tuberculosis, usually not a good sign.
Yeah, we all know from our favorite film, Moulin Rouge, that tuberculosis is no good because Satine gets it and she's, you know, we know what happens with tuberculosis. You're singing a song and then you pass out and you fall from a swing and then someone catches you and then you cough blood into a handkerchief.
Every single time.
You're always singing. That's the thing. But tuberculosis, it's been around for a while. You know, there is a Chinese doctor in like the 200s. Great century, who described the disease as the disease has many changing symptoms varying from 36 to 99 different kinds. Wow. Oh. It generally gives rise to high fever, sweating, pains, making all positions difficult. I guess he maybe means sex positions. Gradually, after months and years of suffering, this lingering disease brings about death to the sufferer. Afterwards, it is transferred to others until the whole family is wiped out. So... a little dramatic, but...
Real aggressive.
But yeah, tuberculosis was very fatal. And I didn't realize that you could just have it for years and years and years before you would die, but eventually it would kill you. And usually tuberculosis, it attacks the lungs. That's why you get the blood coughing. But it can also affect other parts of your body, like the kidneys. It likes the kidneys too. And in 17th century Europe, which is when Molière was around... it had reached epidemic proportions. It was usually called consumption. And in England, they're thinking it killed 1 in 5 people. Where in France, I think there was like similar numbers, 1 in 5 people. It got so bad that sometimes people referred to it as the white plague, which there's a joke there, but I didn't think about it.
Why?
Too much.
Because it only gave itself to white people or what?
Well, I don't know why it was called. I guess you had the Black Death and the White Plague. I don't know. Maybe they back in the day, they only saw things in black and white. Remember, we didn't see color until recently. So
so sorry. I forgot that. So sorry.
You know, based on the movies, we only started having color in like the late 20s, you know. Oh, it is the 20s right now. I forgot the other 20s, the 1920s.
You're anyway. Doing so great, Gabby.
I'm good at everything.
Buttercup.
Okay.
But actually, Gabby has the buttercup haircut right now, too.
Thank you. Yeah, I was trying to get into the vibe of the riff we had earlier. So anyway, Molière was suffering with TB for a long ass time. And then in his later years, it was getting even worse. And he also had mad haters, you know, because just like, no, think of any theater kids, you know, they're all very dramatic, right? So, of course, there's going to be haters.
Isn't that like,
and all
the
of
rule?
That. That's
theater
the rule.
Kids,
you're supposed to be
dramatic.
Dramatic and bisexual.
Me.
That's all it is.
6,000%. I cannot delve deeply into this, but I will say that there's one theater kid I knew who literally, like, the cross that they had to bear is, like, the fact that they got bullied for being a theater kid and bi. And I get it, literally. High school can be really freaking hard, but also, like, you're in your late 20s. Let's go to therapy.
I mean, here's the thing. Sometimes people say, like, the theater, maybe that's their therapy. But it's like, no, therapy is a different thing you should do altogether. So.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I used to be like, my acting classes are like therapy. And now that I go to therapy, I'm like, I was fucking myself up. I was messing myself up.
Yeah, people say that about stand-up. Like, stand-up's my therapy. I get to express myself. I'm like, I think it's pretty much making you worse. But
yeah.
Therapy is different.
Horses anyway. Are my therapy. I have to say it.
That's true. Horses
are better than
hair.
Any therapist I've ever had.
Please buy a horse, Taylor. I'm begging you. I need this to align.
That little mini horse. Oh my God.
I send Taylor horse videos all the time now. All the time. But they come up on my like For You page and I'm like, I don't need to see whether like I should get a pink or a blue saddle. I need Taylor to see this. She needs to help me decide.
A pink or blue? That's
no.
I thought you just get a brown one, right?
Yeah.
It was, just the first thing that came to my head. I'm so sorry.
Okay.
Sorry my jokes aren't based on facts.
Anyway, so Molière had mad haters, and particularly as he was kind of like, his acting was getting a little bit affected by his tuberculosis, and there's this guy who is the son of a rival actor, and he said some mad hater shit. He said about Molière, he enters nose to the wind on bow legs, one thrust forward, his wig trails behind him, stuffed full of bay leaves like a ham.
What?
He dangles his hands rather carelessly by his sides. His head sits on his back like a pack on a mule. He rolls his eyes. When he speaks his lines, the words are punctuated by endless hiccoughs.
Oh.
So hiccup and coughs.
This is a really intense image.
Yeah.
Yeah, mad haters. So I guess I just imagine him just like, yeah, being really sick on stage, just being like, doing his lines. But... So now Molière is like 51 and he's written and performed a bunch of plays. But the latest thing that he wrote is called Le Malade Imaginaire. Le Malade Imaginaire.
Oh, the imaginary illness?
It is, well, the imaginary invalid. So the person who is ill, or it's called like the hypochondriac. Which, wow, the irony of this is that he is playing the lead character as a hypochondriac, but he's actually just like really sick. Wow, we love that theatrical irony. Alanis Morissette, that's what irony actually is. Anyway.
That's like when in every teen romantic comedy that's based on Shakespeare, they happen to be reading the book that the comedy is based on. Like, I love it.
Yeah. Or irony. Like in the movie or play when like they say the name of the play or the movie and you're like, yes, I'm with you. I see it. Anyway, but he's really sick and his wife, Armand, who like there's some drama around them because like he was 40 when they got married and she was 22 and everyone was like, ah. And at the time he had also like written a play about a man having a young wife who then leaves him for somebody else. And anyway, there's just like a lot of like his life kind of like reflected his theatrical productions. Isn't that crazy? Wow.
It's almost as if he based it off of things that he experienced.
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe. But his wife Armand was like, the play was open. It was in February of 1673. And Armand is like, babe, you shouldn't perform. You're like so sick. And he was like, nah, babe, I gotta. So many people are relying on me. Because, you know, like I am an esteemed actor of Paris. I gotta do it. And he said reportedly that there are 50 poor workers who have only their daily wage. What will they do if I don't perform? I will reproach myself for having failed to give them bread for a single day when I am entirely capable.
That's a lot of pressure.
I mean, it's low-key true, though. Like, if you think about it even now, like with TV shows, if one TV show gets canceled, that's 200 jobs. Done. Gone. That's terrifying.
Yeah, I was going to say this is the exact same thing I say about Cadaver Gals. So.
No.
I want you guys to have your bread.
Yeah, we're just swimming in bread over here. I've developed a gluten intolerance.
Anyway, so it's February 17th, 1673, and it is the fourth performance of his play, The Hypochondriac. And audience are kind of noticing that Molière wasn't looking too hot. There's this big scene where the main character pretends to be dead. He's on his deathbed to trick his wife into admitting that she's like really greedy and only likes him for, you know, his money and shit. And so he's faking his death. And she comes in and she's like, oh, ha ha, yay, my husband's dead. Yay, isn't this great? Calls him a lot of bad names and is like, hey, we should pretend that we shouldn't tell people he's dead so I can go steal his money before people realize it.
What?
But then the main character wakes up and is like, ha ha, bitch, I see you being a bitch. But the thing is, Molière couldn't actually get up from the deathbed that he was acting because he was so sick. He just like couldn't move. And so people were just like, looks like he actually is kind of dying. And then a couple scenes later, it was said that audiences noticed that Molière was having convulsions. And then other people said that they started seeing blood coming from his mouth. And this was like this was the finale. And, you know, it's never good to like look that bad in the finale of a comedy.
No.
So they were just like, okay, just keep going. Keep carrying on. The show must go on.
I don't think people wanted him to perform. It was just Molière was like, I'm a big deal, so I want to make sure people have their bread.
That is how theater kids are. And I will say this because I was in a production once, and I think I twisted my ankle during the first like dance like scene, and I still kept going, and I was in severe pain.
Yeah.
Relatable.
Show must go on.
If Molière had to dance, he would have died sooner.
He would have definitely passed away quickly.
Okay.
But they're thinking what happened during the finale is that he had a pulmonary hemorrhage, which happens when blood leaks from the vessels in the windpipe into the main lung.
No, I don't
Yum. Yeah.
That stresses me out.
Yeah. And then in French theatrical lore, people say that Molière actually died right then and there on the stage doing what he loved, being the center of attention. But no, he actually, after that, he collapsed and they rushed him back to his apartment. And his wife and some other people in the theater troupe were trying to get some priests to get over there to the apartment so that they could give him his last rites. But two priests refused, and then a third didn't make it on there because, and so he died around 10 p.m. that night with no rites, no last rites, because at this point, the Catholic Church was like, the theater is a place for scandal. So unless like a theater person like renounces their profession before they die, they will not give them last rites.
The drama.
I know. So they were like, no last rites for you, Molière, because he was like, whether because, you know, he was hacking up blood or because of his, you know, morality or whatever. He's like, I'm not going to renounce my profession, dogs. I'm an actor, bitch. Okay. So he died without the last rites. But then his wife was like, obviously, Armand was real upset. She was like, damn, dudes, like, I want him to have his last rites so he can be buried in like in sacred grounds. This is like fucked up. So she went to go see Louis XIV, Louis Quatorze, and was like, damn, please, Louis Quatorze, like, let him be buried in sacred grounds, shit. And Louis Quatorze was like, okay, oui, d'accord, let's do it. But even with the king then being like, yeah, he can be buried in like a sacred grounds, the priests were still being buttheads about it and were just like, okay, he can be buried in these cemeteries, but under this parameter is that he has to be in the same burial grounds as where all the people who committed suicide and the poor people are. So we'll bury him there.
So rude.
Yeah, only two priests will be present, okay? And it has to happen after sunset, the actual burial, which that's rude. But it's like, we have to do it at night. And also, he cannot have a big congregation to come to the funeral or whatever. But you know what? We all know from being in the theater, adjacent to the theater, is that, you know, you cannot stop theater people from gathering and tomfoolery. So the night that he was buried, a bunch of his pals and supporters followed the procession by torchlight. So they did get to celebrate Molière. And, you know, now he's still very famous and one of the most, studied and performed playwrights.
You could even say that because of his death, he became hella controversial and therefore even more people know about him.
Yeah, so suck it, priests.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely do think people in the entertainment industry, it is definitely very scandalous to be doing this kind of work. So, I mean, I kind of get their perspective.
We're very scandalous.
We're very scandalous people. So, anyway, but Molière, the thing is, when he died, he was wearing green when he was on stage and when he died. And so today in the theater, apparently it is still bad luck to wear green. So don't wear green.
Don't do it.
That's the end.
Don't do it. Okay, we'll be back with more nonsense.
Mother's Day is coming, and mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life, transform the world.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
With the best all-inclusive vacation deals to Mexico and the Caribbean, booking your getaway with Cheap Caribbean Vacations means you have more freedom to do your deal. Whether you want to enjoy snorkeling, endless margaritas and more, or simply soak up the sun and sand in a tropical paradise, Cheap Caribbean Vacations has your deal for that. Plan and book the exact getaway you want at exactly the right price for you by using our exclusive budget beach finder, or find a featured all-inclusive package to Generations Riviera Maya Resort and do your deal at CheapCaribbean.com.
All right. Welcome back, all you cadaver pals and gals and guys and thighs.
Dolls.
Question. Are y'all superstitious? I
extremely, yes.
Are you, Gabby?
No. Well, I do think vibes play a part in the world, but I think that can also just then be reflected. Like, if you have negative energy, maybe your superstitions will come true because, you know, you have bad vibes.
But that's a different thing, I feel like. I don't know. Perhaps the most superstitious people out there are theater people. There are so many superstitions. I had never even heard of some of them, but there are a lot out there. Like, Gabby, you just mentioned that green was a cursed color because Molière was wearing that when he died.
It is cursed.
But there was also another color that was cursed, and that was blue. But it was for another reason, because it was, like, really expensive. Like, blue clothing was expensive. I really don't understand why. They just, like, didn't want to show that they had put too much money into it and, like, hold it to a higher esteem or something. Then, I don't know. It was silly. But, like, blue, you can't wear blue. You can't wear green. You can't really. It's just, like, by the end of it, it's going to just be the whole rainbow. I don't know.
Be Nike.
You're just going to have to wear skin tones, just like Kanye's line of clothing or something.
Exactly.
That's where the inspiration came from.
It's mm-hmm. So, and then there's also the famous line of break a leg, like, instead of good luck, which actually comes from, there's like the part of the curtain is actually called a leg. And so, like, if the performance is amazing, then, like, the curtain's going up and down or whatever, and then you break it. So they're not even talking about your actual leg. Who knew?
What?
I didn't
more
know
you
that.
Know. Oh, so, yeah.
Yeah. So
wait, why aren't you supposed to say good luck, though? So you're not supposed to say good luck because that's bad luck?
Yeah, I guess
and then
so.
It's break a leg. Damn.
Because you want to break the curtain.
I wanted people to care about my legs.
It's not, they don't care about your legs.
Wow.
Or they do care about your legs because they're not talking about your actual leg. Anyway, so all of those are kind of silly, but there is the most interesting and famous is to never say Macbeth, because accidents and even death will occur if you speaketh the name.
What if you're in Macbeth?
Well, that's especially bad because you got to say it, right? So the first performance was in the early 17th century. The actor playing Lady Macbeth died randomly. So Shakespeare himself was like, I guess I'll have to do it, because at this point, they, I guess, didn't think about having an understudy. Then there was another actor who was stabbed in one of the fight scenes because they used a real dagger rather than a prop. So they just did, like, real fighting and they acted out the whole thing as if it were real. But it's actually not just the actors that have been cursed. There was also these riots from the audience. There was, like, a rivalry between two actors. Like, and so all these people were, like, pissed at, like, who was casted or whatever. And so they come in, riot. 22 people died. And over 100 people were injured.
Theater kids.
Theater
wow.
kids. They were intense. Or are intense. They're still, they
always.
Still exist.
Yes. They do.
There was also a stage manager for the play in 1937, died in a rehearsal, and then also a director and actor for Macbeth died in a car accident. And so some people say, like, that's a lot. That's a lot of accidents. That's a lot of deaths. And so some say that it's actually cursed because Shakespeare put in real spells into the play with a dialogue with the three witches. And so they're like, the superstition is so deep. It's like Voldemort. They won't even refer to it.
That's scary. That's scary. Like, that's like...
Why don't they just change the words?
They do. They refer to it as the Bard's play or the Scottish play.
Can you imagine your work being so powerful that that is literally how people treat it? That's iconic.
Yeah, it's very iconic. But it's also, like, terrifying. Like, what if you accidentally say Macbeth, though? You have to leave the theater. You have to spin around three times, spit over your left shoulder, and then curse, like, expletive, expletive, knock three times and ask to be let back in the theater, and then no one will die.
I love that you said expletive, expletive, as if we don't curse multiple times on this podcast.
I know, but I like expletive. Sometimes I like to use that as my curse. I'll be like, oh, expletive.
Expletive.
Yeah, why not? So yeah, there's like a lot. I mean, there's so many other things that you can't do in the theater. You can't whistle as well. Because they had sailors who would, like, communicate whistling. And then if you whistle, then you accidentally, like, signal them to, like, do something and then mess it all up. And then something would, you know, drop a joist. I don't know.
The sailor, like, sailors who had come to the shows?
Yeah, like, they worked, like, they'd be like, oh, I'm not at sea right now because of the lightning. I'm just kidding. I don't know.
And the gators.
And the gators. And so they would work at the theater behind... backstage, and they would communicate by whistling to each other. And so if you whistle, then that could be like a missed signal and have another accident.
That's fascinating. Did you know that in the, like, I think 19th century, actors were buried with a stake in their heart because they thought that, like, their performances were so good that maybe they would come back to life or something like that?
What?
Or they were just playing possum.
Yeah. Exactly. Like, they were literally scared, so they would bury them, like, very violently.
That's, I don't think, well, we can, that's for another day. But yeah, so all kinds of superstitions in the theater. I feel like that's a lot of stuff to back up the Macbeth thing. Like, I know I've said it, so maybe I have to leave, spin around, spit over my shoulder. Asked to come
well, can
back
you
in.
Just not say it? Because, like, Shakespeare's also like, all the world's a stage. So, like, if you say it, I need to go spit.
I know, but I accidentally have said it now. So I think, and this is
but
not
you're not in the theater.
No.
And all the world's a stage, Nika.
Okay, well.
It's many players or whatever. Players and haters.
Yeah, well, anyway, so this, you know, this has just been a great episode. I apologize for all of my very, very terrible jokes that I have made throughout.
Are you kidding me? They were incredible, Taylor.
They were really great. Thank you so much.
You have usurped me.
I was just looking for a compliment.
I'm going to quit my comedy now because I could never hold a torch to you, but no. I would be following Molière by torchlight.
You can,
on the day that he died.
You can borrow my jokes if you want. And
okay, I'm going to put them in there.
I'm fine with that.
In my skit, stand-up skit.
Do it.
Yeah. I'll send the contracts over.
Great.
Thank you.
All right, thank you everyone for listening. Until next week. Bye.
Kadaver Gals.
Kadaver Gals is a production of School of Humans and iHeartRadio. It is hosted, produced, mixed, researched, etc. by Gabby Watts, Nika Duarte, and Taylor Church. You can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Kadaver Gals.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health.
With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
What if we told you about a major breakthrough on awesome savings on all-inclusive beach vacays?
OMG, this could break the case.
Case? I'm talking about CheapCaribbean.com. It's full of hot savings. At CheapCaribbean.com, score an extra $175 off site-wide on vacations of 4 nights or more now through June 3rd. A swim up bar in Punta Cana or dip your toes in the sand on the shores of Cancun.
We gotta take this show on the road.
Start at CheapCaribbean.com.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.